Blog Talk Radio.
Romans 2:5, the righteous judgment of the Most High, who will render unto every man according to his deeds, to them who by patience continue in some well-doing seek for glory and honor and immorality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath.
Craig Lucas.
You an African American?
Nope.
You believe that's your heritage?
Yep.
Do you know who you are?
Nope.
King, queen?
Yep.
Nigga with back?
Nope.
Do you shine like a star?
Yep.
Think they gon' tell us?
Nope.
We gon' expose them?
Yeah.
They gon' take your life?
Nope.
So many secrets in the vault?
Yep.
Do this knowledge cost?
Nope.
Hop in the book to my?
Yep.
Do we follow these laws?
Nope.
Do they still exist?
Yep.
Have time to wait?
Nope.
Do we have grace?
Yep.
Continue in sin?
Nope.
I'ma ask you again.
Yep.
Should we continue in sin? Christ is the way.
Yep.
Never gonna win.
Nope.
Trying to make it to heaven.
Yep.
Get there by sinning.
Nope.
Follow the commandments.
Yep.
Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so why keep on trotting? Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and say your soul. Never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom.
Is it cool to be gay?
Nope.
Did he make us straight?
Yep.
Is the Most High plan?
Nope.
You gon' learn today?
Yep.
Do you understand grace?
Nope.
Remember Noah's day?
Yep.
Did more than 8 people live?
Nope.
Will it be the same way?
Yep.
Is a broad way to heaven?
Nope.
Is a broad way to hell?
Yep.
You choosing death over life?
Nope.
You gon' change your life?
Yep.
Do you love these streets?
Nope.
Do you see police?
Yep.
Wanna get shot down?
Nope.
You remember my crown?
Yeah.
You ever read your Bible?
Nope.
You wanna know your tribe?
Yeah.
You know you more than a slave?
Nope.
Don't you wanna be saved?
Yeah.
You ever been baptized?
Nope.
Wanna get in that water?
Yeah.
Ever confess your sins?
Nope.
Ready to lift your hands?
Yeah.
Amen.
Everybody got choices. I chose this walk, so why keep on trotting? Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and nothing can stop us. Everybody got choices. Righteous life, devil don't like that, nah. Everybody got choices. Choose the right path and say your soul. Never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom.
Yeah.
The devil won't win.
No.
Leave all that spinning.
Yeah.
I'm never going back.
No.
Forward to the kingdom.
Yeah.
The devil won't win.
No.
Leave all that spinning.
Yeah.
Whose life to choose from? You have to choose one. Who you gonna choose? The Most High or Satan?
To choose.
Whose life to choose from? You have to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose? Should I live a simple life?
Nope.
Should I repent and be baptized?
Yeah.
Will Amalek ever be nice?
Nope.
Was our Savior crucified?
Yeah.
Does this world love the Most High?
Nope.
Is the wicked gonna burn?
Yeah.
Will he fall forever?
Nope.
Will we ever get our turn?
Yeah.
To choose from, you got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? The Most High or Satan?
To choose.
Whose side to choose from? You got to choose one. Who you gonna choose? Who you gonna choose?
Got to choose.
That was fire.
Alright. You're gonna learn today. Alright. You're gonna learn today.
Alright. Shalom.
Welcome once again to another episode of ISBHBK Presents Bible Talk. This is the podcast that we do with ISBHBK, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge. Welcome to our show. We do broadcast our show here on blogtalkradio.com Monday through Thursday, every Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. Central Standard Time to about noon Central Standard Time. And then again on Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time with Friday Night Bible Breakdowns with Brother Bonabot. It's me today, Monday. I'm your host, Mashaba. You got me for the next 2 hours, brother, sister. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be going over the scriptures, getting into some history, getting into some psychology, getting into the Bible. We're going to get into these scriptures. Hence the name of our show, Bible Talk. We're going to get into, see, is the Bible really talking to us? Right? Is the Bible really talking to us? Are we letting the Bible do the talking? Are we letting our own minds, words, imaginations, or people around us influence us away from what the Bible says? You got me on Mondays. Then we have Tazapot Tuesdays. Every Tuesday. Then on Wednesdays, I come back on Wednesday. And we're going to change things up, brothers and sisters. We're going to change things up. The brother, the priest, the coach, the uncle, the friend, the mentor, Tazapa is now going to also pick up Thursdays. So you're going to have TNTs. I like that. It's going to be TNTs. It's going to be Tazapa Tuesdays and Tazapa Thursdays. All right. So you'll be able to listen to him live right here at www.blogtalkradio.com. /Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. Or for any of the shows, our broadcasts that we do, if you want to listen to the show live, please call in at area code 646-668-2568. Again, if you want to listen to the show, or if you want to pass the show on to somebody and have them tune in, area code 646-668-2568. Our schedule that is being revived this week, Mondays, you have me, Mashaba. Then you have Tazapa Tuesdays. Now I'll come back on Wednesdays. And then the brother Tazapa will also have now Tazapa Thursdays. And then we're going to come back Friday nights with the brother Bonabot, Friday Night Bible Breakdowns with Bonabot. So we invite you to please check us out again. I keep throwing it out there because I really, I got to get it settled in my mind also as well that Blog Talks, the Blog Talk Show is live Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to noon. Sometimes we go a little bit fast, but 10 a.m. to noon, and you can call in area code 646-668-2568. I'm getting some texts. Okay. Cool. Area code 646-668-2568, or through your web browser, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com. /Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, and you can listen in live. If you miss any of our shows, brothers and sisters, any of the episodes that we do, any of the shows that we do, we also are on iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple iTunes Podcast, Google Podcast, and Podcast Addict, as well as www.blogtalkradio.com. If you miss any of our shows and want to catch up on any of the series that we do and the topics that we cover, please check us in libraries. On those platforms, iHeartRadio Podcast, Apple iTunes Podcast, Google Podcast, Podcast Addict, or the main library at www.blogtalkradio.com. When that page comes up, type in the search box, Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, and you got us, all right? And that's our library on blogtalkradio.com. Goes all the way back to February 28th. 2010, when we first started our shows, So you got shows in there from Brother Kawakab, who was down in Guatemala doing a great job. You got shows in there from the outstanding intellectual brother, the craftsman, as the name is designated, Karash. You got shows with Brother Shamshon, Brother Yasha Allah. You got shows from many teachers, going all the way back to 2010, and you can access our main library at www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, /Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A. Check out any of the shows you might have missed. We invite you to please check it out, okay? Being a part of the ISBHBK Network of Schools, the Israelite School of Biblical History and Practical Knowledge Network of Schools, we have school locations here in San Antonio. Our school here in San Antonio is located at 4444 Walsham, suite number 201, San Antonio, Texas, 78218, all right? The brothers have classes there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and you can watch them live on YouTube at ISBHBK San Antonio. If you'd like to contact the priest or the teachers here in San Antonio, that the head of the school here in San Antonio, you can reach out to Brother Award Nair. Award can be reached at area code 210-862-2643. You can reach Brother Priest Award at area code 210-862-2643. Or you can reach out to Brother Sam Swan, and you can text him at area code 505-387-9609 to be able to contact them. And again, as I said, you can watch their live shows, their live classes, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then on Saturdays, they do a Sabbath ceremony starting at 10 a.m. All these times are Central Standard Times. To help support the school here in San Antonio, we invite you to check out Eastern Fragrances located at Rolling Oaks Mall. It's on the first floor of the mall, brothers and sisters. It's on the first floor of the mall. And if you find Shoe Palace, their kiosk is right in front of Shoe Palace in between the American Cookie Company on the first floor and the elevators going up to the food court to the second floor. There's only one set of elevators in the whole mall. So between the elevators and the American Cookie Company, you'll find the kiosk. But the third kiosk in called Eastern Fragrances. Eastern Fragrances provides the best in customized or your designer perfume and cologne fragrances, but without the alcohol, without the water. It's the pure oil, the true essence of the colognes and the perfumes that you like to wear. And they also have incense oils. And they have some of the greatest, most fabulous Egyptian chick catcher bottles for you to dispense your oil from. I mean, they really are beautiful. And proceeds from there do help keep the school running here in San Antonio. So we invite each and everybody, if you happen to be in the San Antonio area, please go to Rolling Oaks Mall and check out Eastern Fragrances and help show support and help keep the school running and help provide employment for families here associated with the Sword of Truth school here in San Antonio. Another service that is provided to help keep the school going here in San Antonio is a movie coming. The movie coming is called On the Mark Moving. Which is a licensed, insured, and bonded moving company. And there is no job too big and no job too small that they can accommodate whatever moves you need done. If you got to move an office, if you need to move a closet, if you got to move an apartment, you got to move a house, across the city, across the state, across the states, contact On the Mark Moving with Brother Sam Shawan at 505-387-9609. Or go by the school, all right? Go by the school, 4444 Walsham. Street number 201, San Antonio, Texas, 78218, and they can accommodate you, right? And they got some of the best pricing available. And if you need help packing, even, they provide a service where they can even help you pack whatever you need to get packed up with the boxes, the tape, an expert professional packing service provided to help you move to ensure the safety and quality and protection of all your, whatever it is you need moved. Contact On the Mark Moving, again, and help support the school here in San Antonio. Our other schools are located in Houston. Our school in Houston is located at 231 FM Road 1092. The address again is 231 FM Road 1092 in Stafford, Texas, 77477. The priest of contact there in Houston is Priest Quatazap, and you can text him. They ask that you can call him, but please just, if it's during class times, text. All right. You can call them, but if it's during class times, please text them. And the class times for Houston is Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Again, Central Standard Time, which you can watch on ISBHBK Houston. And then on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Saturdays from starting at 10 a.m. The brother Kwakazop, the priest Kwakazop's number again is 303-557-8979. If you'd like to leave any donations besides financial donations, yeah, you can reach the Brother Sparkus out by going to the school or reaching out to him. But if you have anything you'd like to donate to help us push this truth, help us teach this truth, if you have computers, laptops, if you have printers, and I'm talking about the industrial, old FedEx printers, old real office printers. I ain't going to say old, but it's obviously in working condition. Printers, laser jet printers. If you have tools, if you have cars, any school supplies, Bibles, dictionaries, apocryphas, encyclopedias, we ask, please reach out to any of the brothers, whether it's Warner Iyer here in San Antonio, Samson here in San Antonio, or Priest Quartazot there in Houston. Reach out to the brothers, and because anything you give helps us push this truth, helps us teach this truth and get it out there. So all your donations are definitely welcome and appreciated and needed, all right, for us to help get this word out. So, again, that's our school in Houston, located at 231 FM Road 1092, Stafford, Texas, 77477, there in Houston. And, again, you can reach them. You can watch their classes live Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at ISBHBK Houston. And then on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. as well. Our school in Norfolk, and you can visit schools anytime, but our school in Norfolk, we have a school in Norfolk, Virginia, which is located at 2610 Granby Street, Norfolk, Virginia, 23517. All right, 23517. If you'd like to check out our classes from Norfolk, you can go to Facebook and on Facebook Live every Tuesday and Thursday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out our classes there in Norfolk on Facebook Live from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or log on to ISBHBK Norfolk on YouTube from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Saturdays, ISBHBK Norfolk on YouTube as well, starting at 12 noon for the Sabbath ceremony or Sabbath service. And if you want more information about what's going on with our school there in Norfolk, please reach out to Priest Kazakia at area code 757-300-4047. Again, that's Priest Kazakia, who was over the school there in Norfolk, at 757-300-4047. We also have a school in Rochester, New York, located at 1600 Lyle Avenue, suite number 1A, in Rochester, New York, zip code 14606. If you'd like to check out our classes there in Rochester, we ask you please log on to ISBHBK Rochester, R-O-C-H-E-S-T-E-R, ISBHBK Rochester, every Tuesday and Thursday on YouTube from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Saturdays at 10 a.m., they have a Sabbath service as well there in Rochester. The brother you want to contact, real talk, the brother you want to contact there in Rochester for any donations, any questions, any help, anything going on with our school in Rochester, please reach out to the brother, Priest Zion Allah, or Priest Zion, area code 757-762-3917. Priest Zion be doing it. He's doing a great job. He's a younger brother. When I say younger, he's been in the truth about 10 years. Because time keeps on slipping. Time never keeps on slipping. But the brother Zion doing a great job up there in handling the camp, the school up there. Reach out to him at 757-762-3917. The schools in Houston and Norfolk and Rochester have put together a website. Ask you please check out isbhbk.com. There's a website called isbhbk.com. Please go and check it out, where you find links to Chosen Creations. Let me pull that up real quick. You find links to Chosen Creations as well as I pull this up right now, Chosen Creations, Sweet Ambiance, and also Israelware. All right. Chosen Creations, I'm reading it straight from the website. Chosen Creation is dedicated to bringing back the beauty of Hebrew-Israelite culture. Chosen Creations offers custom-engraved jewelry, personalized home decor, and unique gifts you can't find anywhere else in the world. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you want to check this out. Do yourself that favor. Unless it's going to cause envy or strife or cause you to go rob somebody so you can purchase some of these, this Hebrew Israelite culture, Hebrew Israelite decor. I like how they use that word. Please, I mean, it really is beautiful. It's Hebrew Israelite themed, Hebrew Israelite inspired, Hebrew Israelite funded for us, by us. Check out Chosen Creations on the website here at isbhpk.com or Chosen Creations Etsy. Chosen Creations Etsy, etsy.com. You won't, again, the only reason you might be mad is because you might have spent all your income tax money already and you want to buy everything. So check out Chosen Creations on our website at isbhpk.com. That's Chosen Creations. Then we also have links to Sweet Ambiance. Sweet Ambiance, I'm going to read this again from the website here. Sweet Ambiance provides monetary and job support to ISBHBK by engineering. Did you catch that word, y'all? By engineering custom fragrances so every one of your moods can smell amazing. When you support Sweet Ambiance, you support ISBHBK. And Sweet Ambiance, listeners, I'm going to tell you right now, they started something nice with this Sweet Ambiance. Not only can you get your perfume, colognes, and oils, perfume and cologne oils from Sweet Ambiance, and I'm talking about from your Creeds to your Chromazaros to your Tom Fords to your, you don't even old school Polo. A Polo Blue. I mean, if there's a fragrance that a cologne that you like to wear, check out the Sweet Ambiance, as well as Eastern Fragrances here in San Antonio. You want to check them out. They provide the actual oil, the perfume, the actual oil that is used in your colognes, but it's without the alcohol, without the water, and without the harmful chemicals. So it's concentrated. So it lasts much longer, and it's healthier for you. Check out Sweet Ambiance. But one thing Sweet Ambiance also does is they can custom blend you a fragrance specifically just for you. That men, women, or children, they can create a fragrance just for you. And as well, they also have custom handmade soaps, custom handmade body lotions, custom handmade beard oils, hair oils. You want to check out Sweet Ambiance. They are really doing a thing. And you can get a subscription started with Sweet Ambiance, but then you can get a fragrance every month according to whatever subscription you subscribe to. You can get a new fragrance every month according to whatever subscription that you subscribe to. They will take care of you, and you won't be mad you did. Plus, you're doing a good deed and help support our schools in Houston, in Norfolk, and in Rochester. And they also have links on the isbhpk.com to Israelwear. Right? Also have links to Israelwear. Israelwear, again, I'm reading this from the website. Every piece is handmade. Every piece of every garment from Israelwear, hence the name Israelwear, is handmade. All right. So, men, women, and children, cover you from your head to your toe, literally from your head to your toe. If you need some Hebrew Israelite socks, they got you. From your head to your toe, they got you. Every piece is handmade. You can request either a custom design or we can create one for you based on your color preference and style. Bring any idea to us and we can bring it to life. Hold on, brothers and sisters. I've got an important text. I got to answer this real quick. Hold on 1 second, please.
Greek word, biblios, many books, sinking through the ages, ageless, timeless, prophets, apostles, epistles, the gospel, the righteous, the hostile, the woeful, the wonderful.
On the Sabbath days or on Sundays, it's easy to find me. It's most likely.
All right. That's been handled. That's been handled. So as I was saying, you do yourself the favor and check out Sweet Ambiance. I'm sorry, that just totally ruined the whole mood, didn't it? That phone call right there, that text right there. Israelware at our website isbhbk.com. You can get Hebrew Israelite garments, your garment game up to represent the culture, represent your nationality, represent us as Hebrew Israelites, as believers, at Israelware on the website isbhbk.com. You can also reach Israelware on Facebook, at Israelware on Facebook. And they can arrange, and you can get a subscription started there also. Man, women, children, depending on whatever subscription you get, you can get a T-shirt, a headscarf sent out to you every month just to keep your wardrobe up and fresh, all right? Or different things that they have. So please check out Israelware on the website, and you won't be mad. You will not be upset, okay? For our brothers and sisters up there in Albuquerque, we ask you if you like to congregate with the brothers and sisters and families in Albuquerque, please reach out to Brother Aisha Whitezar. Air code 505-218-4218. Brother Aisha Whitezar is a counselor. He's a helper. He's a brother. He's a friend. He's an amazing man. He's an amazing man. Reach out to Brother Aisha Whitezar in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area. Air code 505-218-4218. He'll definitely take care of you. Right? He'll definitely take care of you. Also here in San Antonio, we have the EO Pure Therapy Event Center. We have the EO Pure Therapy Event Center, which again is located at Rolling Oaks Mall, but it's at the far south end of the mall. The former Sears wing, what used to be Sears, right in front of Sears, in front of the remote control race car track, is the EO Pure Therapy Event Center, where we just recently hosted the Preacher Tabernacles, and then we also just hosted the brother Aria and his wife Kalia's a wedding feast was hosted there at the EO Pure Therapy Event Center. And it really was lovely. It really was something else. It was nice. It was special. The EO Pure Therapy Event Center, we also have classes there on Sundays starting from 4 p.m. Central Standard Time to 10. I'm sorry, from 4 p.m. to, my mind jumbled right now, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time at the EO Pure Therapy Event Center. For anybody who would like to learn the Paleo Hebrew, if you'd like to learn the Paleo Hebrew, please come check out our classes every Sunday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. there at the EO Pure Therapy Event Center. EO Pure Therapy Event Center is sponsored by EO Pure Therapy. EO Pure Therapy is a store located diagonal from the H&M clothing store in the JCPenney wing of the mall on the first floor. EO Pure Therapy provides CBD creams, gummies, tinctures, and roll-ons, as well as wellness oils, as well as designer fragrances for men, women, incense oils for the air, and also unisex oils. They can custom blend you a botanical hair growth vitamin enriched oil, and have a custom design to match your fragrance or something that's pleasing to you, from lavenders to vanillas to ylang ylang, as well as designer fragrances from your creeds, from your Tom Fords, from your Bond Number Nines or what have you. They can just create you a fragrance, and they can also make you a custom made soap that's got that fragrance in it, as well as a custom made bath bombs and bath salts that not only have that custom design fragrance for you if you prefer, but they also have CBD infused bath salts and bath bombs. They also have sugar scrubs and salt scrubs for your skin, all your skincare needs, you want to check out EO Pure Therapy. Again, it helps keep the store running, help keep the event center open, and the EO Pure Therapy event center open there at Rolling Oaks Mall. All right, brothers and sisters, this is the time when I like to offer prayers for those names that I do receive through text. That we take this time to ask the Father to watch over, bless, and heal, to protect and to help to recover. The names of the people that I received who might need a little bit of extra prayer. We know that Christ said that we should esteem others better than ourselves, and that the prayer of the righteous does avail much. And that with that, I was just reminded about this just the other day. Give me 1 second, y'all. I want to get this scripture. It's kind of important. I want to get 2 scriptures, okay? I do want to get 2 scriptures. It tells us to pray without ceasing. It also it tells you that the prayer of the righteous does avail much. But brothers and sisters, we got to remember also some of these other scriptures if we're going to let the Bible do the talking. Let's remember Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. Let's remember Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. It says, the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. So as we offer up our prayers, let's make sure that we're not doing things that are wicked in the eyes of the Father and what he has recorded in this book called the Bible. We want to make sure we're not doing wicked by God's standards, all right? And if we're doing right by the Most High, he says the prayer of the upright, that is his delight. The Most High loves the prayers of us, or not even say us, of people that are being upright, that are observing his laws, his statutes, his commandments, and are doing things right in the eyes of the Father. The prayer of the upright is his delight. But now let's not forget as well Proverbs chapter 28 verse 9. Let's not forget Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 9. And this is what's recorded. It says, he that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. So let's make sure that, brothers and sisters, as we offer prayers here for the list of names that I have here on Blog Talk, or that even for a list of names for the people you might be praying for in your own private individual prayers to the Father, that let's make sure we're not turning away our ear from God's law. All right? Let's make sure that we are observing and doing the things that please God before we go to him and ask him for help. It's almost like, being a parent, that if your child has been really messing up, not obeying the rules, not doing right, not doing good, and not keeping the standard or whatever you have established within the house, it'd be kind of ridiculous for them to come and ask for something special, and they've been following the rules. They've been willfully stubborn, willfully rebellious, and now to come back and ask for something special, even us as humans, as parents, we look at that like, that's ridiculous. You're not really coming. That is some audacity. You have some audacity to come with something like that. That, look at how you've been acting, and now you can come and ask for something special? Good luck with that. Good luck with that. So here again, in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9, he says, he that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. The Most High is really looking at your prayer like it's ridiculous. It's stupid. Is making him mad and angry that we would even think they would pray to him and we're not doing right by him. So as we offer prayers for one another and for the sick, let's make sure that we, as we offer up our prayers, asking for the Most High's assistance and whatever it might be going on, that we are being upright in his eyes and that we're not turning away our ear from his law, that we're not turning away our ear from how he wants things done. With that being said, brothers and sisters, in your own spare time, if you will, or to your own prayer list, I ask that you please add the following names. May the Most High, in the name of Christ, please hear our prayer. Hear us and hear us now. And Father, we ask that you send Michael and the archangels to watch over, to bless, and to heal, and to recover, and to protect the brother Thawam Racha and his wife Waradiah. We ask you, Father, to add to also watch over John Spann. We ask you, Father, to watch, continue to watch over Miss Catherine, otherwise known as Mark Dukes, or Tazpa's mother. Please continue to watch over her. Please continue to watch over, bless and heal, Becky and Daryl. We ask you, Father, that you please watch over, bless and heal the entire Lovett family, including my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and my nieces and nephews from the Lovett family. Please watch over them, be with them, protect them, heal them, guide them, Father. We ask you, Father, that you please continue to watch over and bless and heal the entire Coates family, as they're going through a lot of things. We ask that you watch over, bless, and heal the entire Coates family. We ask you, Father, for the same for the brother Kazakia, Priest Kazakia, and his family, that you watch over, bless, and heal, help them recover from the things that they might be going through as well. We ask you, Father, to watch over, bless, and heal your sister Anagashia. We ask you to watch over, bless, and heal the brother Dahawam Mayum there in Houston. We ask you also, Father, that you watch over, bless, and heal the brother Wes Beverly, the brother Thawam here in San Antonio. But Father, we ask you that you watch over, bless, and heal the sister Ayana Banat Banyunyan, the wife of Warner Iyer. Brother, Father, we ask you that you, we have some special needs children that were born with these special needs. And Father, we ask that you can watch over, bless, and heal, strengthen their families, strengthen their faith, and help them to recover from some of the special needs that they're going through, and help them continue with their recovery from the special needs they're going through. We have the daughter of Cece. We have Isley, the daughter of Gabarkawa and Anagasha. And we ask you, Father, as you continue to watch over Western Hill, Aliyah, the daughter of Banabad and Kwadishaya. We ask you, Father, that you watch over Western Hill, the brother Tazapa, from some of the ailments that he's being afflicted with at this particular time. Father, we ask that you also watch over Blessing Hill, the brother Kwadash Gabar. Brother, we ask that you, Father, we ask that you also, that you continue to watch over Blessing Hill, the brother Yanabatan. Brother, please continue, Father, please continue to watch over Blessing Hill, the brother Sean Kwadash. Father, we ask that you continue to watch over Blessing Hill and help to recover Sister Ruthie Mae Johnson, who is the mother-in-law of brother Gabar out there in Florida, Gabar Gad. Out there in Florida, his mother-in-law. Father, we ask that you please watch over, bless, and heal, heal them. Father, adding to the list, we ask your sister, Kwadishaya, the wife of the brother Banabad. Father, we ask that you watch over, bless, and heal, help her recover and protect her, and guide her from the recent illness that has stricken her. Father, please watch over, bless, and heal, and help her recover. And keep her faith strong through, as they're going through this trying time right now as well. Father, we ask you all these things in Christ's name, in the house of Christ's name, we pray. Amen. All right, brothers, that we finally got through the announcements. So with that, we're at the part of the show now. I'm going to take an intermission so I can try to reset my mind. Well, not try to reset. I need to reset my mind. So we can go ahead and get back into this class. And the class of recovery, brothers and sisters, is to deny Christ, all right? To deny Christ. And, yes, we're the third part of the series. I don't know how long the series is going to last. But we're going to continue with it. We are going to continue with this class, all right? So with that, let me again, I'm going to take an intermission, and when we come back, we're going to jump all up into this class. Split splash, we're going to take a bath. We're going to jump all up into this class. So, small intermission, and then with that, when we return, we're going to get into the class to deny Christ, part 3. All right, here we go.
All right. You're going to learn today. All right. You're going to learn today.
All right. We are back. Thank y'all. Thank everybody for their patience. All right, give me 1 second once again, y'all. I know I just took an intermission and should have already had this queued up. All right, brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank you for tuning in, keeping up. All right, brothers and sisters, we're on part three of a series that I've started, and we're dealing with to deny Christ. All right, this is part three of our series, to deny Christ. And this is, again, following the series that we did on the Christ, the Passover, a 21-part series that we covered in 21 parts. And if you'd like to catch up with any of that, again, we ask you please log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Mashaba, M-A-S-H-A-H-B-A, where our episode page will come up. And all our episodes are there from newest to oldest in that order. You can go back and start it at the Christ, the Passover, part one, and just come forward and check it out. And not only for any of the shows I do, for any of the shows in the series that the Brother Tazapah is definitely covering, for Tazapah Tuesdays, the Never Wax Fell series that he's doing. If you don't understand history, if you have a problem with history, and you want to just help see history and understand history and the significance of history, brothers and sisters, check out the Brother Tazapah. His podcast is really amazing. He does. You can feel the love and the research and the time and effort that he puts in to making sure that what he's bringing out is easy to digest. And it'd be a lot of information. But he really brings out in a pace and a way that is really easy to be understood. And he does. He goes through a lot of references. Goes through a lot of books. He really does a great job. And not only is he doing like that with the history, he has podcasts that he's done with. With the brother Bayat Sapar here in San Antonio. Bayat Sapar, again, his name meaning house of books, or like a librarian. Bayat Sapar, this brother has got some archaeology books covering just about anything to do with the 9.5 tribes, anything to do with Issachar. This brother has done some intense research covering those things specifically. And him and Tazapah Sapar have put together some amazing classes that you can also check out here on ISBHBK Bible Talk. For those classes, I recommend you probably need to go to www.blogtalkradio.com and look them up there. They're listed. They have done an amazing job in covering those topics. Or reach out to them. You can reach out to Brother Tazapah at area code 314-482-9110. Again, you can reach out to Brother Tazapah. Area code 314-482-9110. Please check it out. And he's got many series that he's covered on Blog Talk as well. So many topics. So please check him out, as well as the Brother Badabad. Please go and check him out, okay? But for the series that we're dealing with on To Deny Christ, all right, the series that we're dealing with on To Deny Christ, we're now dealing with the third part of the series. But moving on with this, I just want to reread the definition of what it means to deny. Right, I just want to reread the definition of what it means to deny. From the Webster's 1828 dictionary, the word deny is a verb. Right? The word deny is a verb, and it means to contradict, to gainsay. And as we covered this in part one of our series, and we covered a little bit also in our part two, just to hit up again that to deny means to contradict, that what we want to be careful of is that we don't contradict what the scriptures say about Christ. That from our attitudes or from the influence or from the lifestyles that we might be around or from our own beliefs, from the beliefs of our parents, the beliefs of our friends, the beliefs of people that we're surrounded with, that from their lifestyles and from their influence and from their mindsets, or even our own, that we don't contradict what the scriptures say about Christ. And we can experience this on different levels, that for as much as the world believes that Jesus Christ is a so-called white man with blonde hair, with blue eyes and blonde hair, and that he came to die for everybody, that contradicts what the scripture says. That contradicts how to have that particular belief in your mind that Jesus Christ died for everybody. That is actually denying the Christ of the Bible. All right? To have that thought, mindset, or belief, you're actually in denial of who and what Christ is really about. And the reason I can say that is when we go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, if it's a contradiction to believe that Christ died for everybody, that's a contradiction of what the scripture says. And in being in contradiction of what the scripture says, that means we're denying the actual Christ. We are denying the real Jesus Christ. We're denying that Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. We're denying what the Bible says about Christ. If we hold on to the belief, and give me an example, if we hold on to the belief that Christ died for everybody, we're contradicting and we're denying the Christ, the real, true Christ, the Son of Mary, the Son of Joseph, Jesus Christ, the Savior. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son." And this was the angel speaking to Joseph after Joseph had just impregnated his wife, Mary, before the wedding ceremony. And we've covered that in series, and we haven't recovered that topic. We will. But, yes, Joseph and Mary had sex. The earthly father of Jesus, being his biological father also, actually had sex with Mary and got her impregnated. Okay? So this is the angel now coming to counsel and talk with Joseph about what to do with Mary now that she's pregnant. So in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Right here, the angel is declaring and proclaiming that when the baby is born, that Joseph is going to name the baby Jesus. Now, the word Jesus, and we've covered this, out of series on this alone, the name of Jesus. You can find this in our series backlog catalog as well. The name Jesus means Savior, right? It's a Greek word that means Savior. Now, why is this baby going to be named Savior? Verse 21 again. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." That didn't say he's going to save all people. That doesn't say he's going to save everybody. He's going to save his people from their sins. So to hold on to the belief that Jesus Christ died for everybody on the planet Earth, he died for everybody, that contradicts his real purpose. That contradicts what the Bible says is his real purpose. That's denying Christ. And remember, it tells us this, brothers and sisters, in St. John chapter 5 and verse 39. St. John chapter 5, verse 39. One that says, "Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." That the scriptures do testify about Christ. The scriptures do tell us about Christ and what to look for, what to expect, what his purpose is. And when we also go to St. John chapter 7, and verse 38, St. John chapter 7, verse 38, it says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." Again, Christ himself is quoting from Matthew or John chapter 7, verse 38. He that believeth on me as the scripture has said. So if we're not going to believe on Christ as the scripture has said, we're denying Christ. It'll be easy for us to deny or contradict what the scriptures are saying about Christ, his purpose, even his color. It's easy to understand if he's going to save his people, and his people are the Israelites, who happen to be people of color, different shades of brown, from a light tan, like you might find at the beach, like the sand at the beach, to a deep dark chocolate, a real fertile soil, that the Israelites range in different shades of brown, the whole spectrum of brown, from an almost pale tan to a deep dark chocolate. That's the color of the Israelites. To come back now and put the false image of Christ as being the white man. Now we're denying Christ when it says he's going to save his people. We're denying what the scripture says about Christ. That he's going to save his people, but now we look at the picture that's being put up for the whole world to see, and we look at the picture and see that he's white. Now it's more easy to accept or think that, well, white people are the Christians. White people are his people. And now for who his real people are, us as Israelites, now there must be something wrong with us. So that's going to lead to now our psychological warfare that we might hold, that we're not handsome enough. We're not pretty enough. There's something wrong with our hair. There's something wrong with our nose. There's something wrong with I'm too dark. I'm too black. That we are ugly, we're wicked, we're bad. And every connotation that comes with the word black, we're evil, we're wicked, we're dumb, we're stupid, we're void of light, we're void of truth, we're just evil cretins. It's easy to keep that type of psychological warfare in our minds and that everything white is good, that blonde hair is the good hair, straight hair is the good hair. To bleach your skin is the right thing to do. To put on blue contacts, because blondes have more fun. To be like them and want to live the lifestyle that they live. I want to party like a rock star. Because obviously that is where God is at. Within the Jewish community, the Jewish people are the real people, not us. We're heathens. We're Gentiles. We're Africans. We're savages. It's easy to keep the people who are really Christ's people thinking that they're not. So it's easy now for us to now accept or want to partake in Islam, because that's something that represents dark people. It's easy for us to get into things like to go to college and to get into the sororities or the fraternities for our blackness, to get into the Masons. Because we're not the people of the book. We're not the people of the Bible, because every picture we've seen has the people of the Bible and the people of the book is white. And then look at how white people live. They enjoy everything. They have the best of everything. We're on the bottom. So while I want to be a part of that, I want to enjoy life to the fullest. I want to live like they do. I want to enjoy the liberties and the luxuries and the pleasures that they do. And deny not only Christ, deny my own people. So to have that mentality, I'm just trying to use it for an example. To have the mentality that Christ died for everybody, when the scripture says, the scripture in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 tells us, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That right there is black and white, brothers and sisters. He's going to save his people from their sins. The next question should be, okay, who are his people? Can we go to the book? Can we stick to the book and answer that question? Can we let the Bible talk? We sure can. When we go to Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 14. When we go to Hebrews chapter 7 verse 14, and it says, for it is evident, this is Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14, for it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. It is evident. And you know, we've always done this. Let me just pull it up. What does the word evident mean? Well, from the Webster's 1828 dictionary, evident is an adverb. It means plain. So it is plain to see that our Lord sprang out of Judah. It says it is evident, or it is open to be seen, that our Lord sprang out of Judah. For it is evident, another reading on with more definitions for the word evident, is clear. Is clear to the mental eye that our Lord sprang out of Judah. When we look at the word evident, another definition for evident, another word for evident is it's apparent. It is apparent that our Lord sprang out of Judah. Another word for evident is manifest. It is manifest that our Lord sprang out of Judah. It says the degrees and colors of bodies are evident to the senses. Their qualities may be made evident. The guilt of an offender cannot always be made evident. So let me see what else here. I have another dictionary here. What else do we have? We're good with that. You know what? Hold up. I've got this Compare Bible. All right, from the Apostolic Bible Polyglot with Strong's Numbers Bible. This is another Bible with another translation to help us get some more understanding. And it's translated, it says, for it is exposed to view that from out of Judah has, I'm sorry, has risen our Lord. For out of Judah has risen our Lord. For which tribe, nothing concerning priesthood, Moses spoke. So again, it is exposed to view that from out of Judah has risen our Lord. Christ is a Jew. He came from the tribe of Judah. From the, let me see if I can find some other ones. From the Bible in Basic English, if we was looking at the same verse, Hebrews 7:14, from the Bible in Basic English, it says, because it is clear that our Lord comes out of Judah, and Moses said nothing about priests from that tribe, but it is clear that our Lord comes out of Judah, which is a tribe. What else do we have? It is evident. wow. The CEV. What is the CEV? The CEV is the Contemporary English Version. The Contemporary English Version. The Contemporary English Version of Hebrews chapter 7, verse 14 says, everyone knows he came from the tribe of Judah. And Moses never said that priests would come from that tribe. Come on, y'all. From the Contemporary English Version of Bible, Hebrews 7, verse 14 says, everyone knows he came from the tribe of Judah. And Moses never said that priests would come from that tribe, from the Good News Bible. From the Good News Bible, it says, it is well known that he was born a member of the tribe of Judah. And Moses did not mention this tribe when he spoke of priests. Come on, y'all. The Good News Bible, this is what the Good News Bible says. It is well known that he was born a member of the tribe of Judah. This is amazing to me. I've already known this, but to see all these versions of the Bible, because we don't let the Bible talk, because we don't let the Bible read, we won't realize that just the simple belief, I wasn't saying Christ is black, and that, no, he did not die for everybody. But just hold on to that belief that he died for everybody. We're actually denying Christ, that he came to save his people, and that it is well known, it is clear, it is evident, it is manifest, it is clear to the senses that even according to the Good News Bible, it is well known that he was born a member of the tribe of Judah. Paul is telling us it's well known. It's clear. It's evident. It's easy to be seen. Another version, another Bible version, the EERB, the EERB is the exegesis. The exegesis ready research Bible. This is a research Bible, a study Bible. This is what it says here. It says, for it is evident, has been pre-evidenced that our Lord sprang, Adonai, rose out of Judah, Yehuda, and unto which tribe Zion, Moshe, spake nothing, not concerning priesthood. From Genesis chapter 40, verse 9 and 10. Wow. Wow. From the ISV, the literal standard, is this the ISV? The ISV. The ISV, I think, this is the literal standard Bible, the LSV. Let's read the LSV. It says, furthermore, it is obvious that our Lord was a descendant of Judah. Wow. It said nothing about priests coming from that tribe. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what to say. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to post this on Facebook. Wow. Y'all gotta pardon me 1 second. Obviously, y'all brothers and sisters know this was not a part of the class. This is a part of the class, but this wasn't a planned part of the class. Sometimes it is what it is. Boom. That's something else. Okay, so getting back again and dealing with Christ, if we're not careful, we can be denying Christ and not even realize it. If we're not going to believe in Christ as the scripture says, we can be denying Christ and not even realizing it. That from as much as just denying his true color, that Christ is black, that yes, we're denying Christ. As denying his nationality, that Christ is evident, it's clear, it's obvious that he is a member, that he came and he's a member of the tribe of Judah. That these things are clear, they're evident, it's understood. That when we don't go by what the scripture says, to hold on to a belief such as he died for everybody, that person is, and I'm gonna go back to this class, not today. That person is an antichrist. They're against what the scriptures say about Christ. And I know we've been taught to believe through from the Catholic Church and from media and from movies and TV or whatever, that the antichrist is going to be this creature, that it's just one man, the spawn of Satan, like Lucifer, you might be the TV show Lucifer, that he is he was an angel in heaven. He was the most beautiful angel, and he got jealous and got mad that God had love for us humans and blessed us humans and cared about us humans and forgot about him. So he got mad and got other angels, and they revolted against Christ, against the Most High, and the Most High was able to banish him to hell. And all those angels that follow Satan became demons and I guess vampires and werewolves or whatever, whatever mythology that they came up with, and that you had those that did follow Christ. And if you're a Mormon, you had those that did follow Christ. But then those who couldn't make up their mind about if I'm going to follow Christ and God or follow Satan and those angels because they're so beautiful, whatever, that because of our indecision and indecisiveness, according to the Mormon, the Book of Mormon, that's why we turned black. That black people were that when there was this war in heaven and Satan led his revolt, that Christ and angels fought against Satan and his angels, and that Satan and his angels were banished out of heaven into hell, and that for those spirits that were undecided who they wanted to follow, that we were just too dumb, I guess, or too I don't even know what the word to use. But we were just so lukewarm. We didn't know who to follow. We didn't know which way to go. And because of our indecisiveness, that's why God gave us black skin, to let the world know that it was undecided. We were undecided if we wanted to follow God or follow Satan, follow Christ or follow Satan. That's the Book of Mormon, y'all, for real. I had to go look all that madness back up. But that's what they would have you believe. All that type of thinking and all that line of thinking is denying Christ. It's denying Christ. So I'm using that as an example, again, of how people can be denying Christ and can be antichrist, against Christ, because we don't believe what the scriptures say about Christ. We don't believe and we don't follow or adhere to what the scriptures say about Christ, from his color to his tribe to his nationality to his lifestyle, that we get to the point where we want to deny or contradict his lifestyle even. And that if he's our shepherd, he's our leader, he's our king, he's our Lord, we're following him, that we're going to also follow his lifestyle. Following his lifestyle as far as even his diet. Did Christ eat pork? No. Did Christ eat shrimp, crab, or lobster? No. Did Christ commit adultery? No. Did Christ steal or rob? No. Did Christ honor his father and mother? Yes. Did Christ sin? No. Christ didn't sin. Did Christ esteem others better than himself? Yes. Did Christ say, blessed are the peacekeepers, for they should be called the children of the Most High? Yes, he sure did. Did Christ, when he walked the earth as Christ, was he a man of war? No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Did Christ become poor so that others might become rich? Yes, he did. So are we going to follow what the example Christ left and that we have in the records that we have called the Bible, called the scriptures, or are we going to deny that? Remember, in Matthew chapter 19, I don't want to go there just now. Remember, brothers and sisters, in Matthew chapter 19, the young rich man came to Christ and asked him, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said, first off, let me get the whole narrative. The rich young man came to Christ and said, good master, what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? And we read what Christ said, why callest thou me good? There's only one that's good. That's my Father who is in heaven. But if thou will enter into life, keep the commandments. The young man said, all right, cool, which ones? You know, the 10. I'll say the big 10. The young rich man said, man, I've been doing that for my youth. I'm in. And said, Christ had compassion. He looked at the boy with pity. Okay, well, if you want to be perfect, sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come follow me. And so that young man walked away very sad and dejected, depressed, because he had much riches. And that's when Christ made the statement, how hard it shall a rich man enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into heaven. That's when that whole scenario took place. That whole narrative took place. Christ left all that he had. Foxes have holes. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. Foxes have holes. Birds have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. He exhausted himself in teaching repentance to us, to the Israelites, to the Jews. That's what he did. That was his lifestyle. He was a giver, not a taker. But there's a lot of people, we've been so indoctrinated with the American mindset, with the American lifestyle, with the capitalist mindset. And I say capitalist because in capitalism, it's every man for himself. In capitalism, it's the rich can get rich, but the poor will get poorer. In capitalism, just look at the word capitalism. Are you capitalizing on every opportunity available to you to do for you? As opposed to communism dealing with the community, that you're doing what you're doing to help the community. In capitalism, it's legal for you to by any means necessary. You can have more than anything could possibly be desired and still feel like you don't have enough. And that, brothers and sisters, leads me to this right here. So as we're dealing with deny, the definition of the word deny, to contradict, to gainsay, to refuse to grant, not to afford, to disown, to refuse or neglect to acknowledge, to reject, to disown, to receive or embrace, not to afford or to yield. I'm not doing that. I'm not giving myself over to that. Now, okay, Christ is black, and I don't believe in that. I'm not going to yield to that fact. Christ is a Jew, I'm not going to yield to that. No, he's a Catholic, he's a Baptist, he's a Methodist. I'm not going to yield to what the Bible says about Christ. I'm going to hold on to my own beliefs. I'm holding on to my own influences. I'm holding on to my own perceptions and opinions. When we do those things, we deny Christ. We deny Christ. And in the riches, like I was just quoting about that young rich man in Matthew chapter 19, that this also here is recorded, brothers and sisters. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 through 9, in Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 through 9, it says this here. Now, I'm moving off from, I'm still dealing with to deny Christ, but I'm moving from it goes more than just denying his color. It goes more than just denying his nationality. It goes more than to a person denies that Christ kept the law. He gives an example for us to keep the law. And that people deny, no, I can eat what I want to eat. I can do what I want to do because Christ died for my sins. And since Christ died for my sins, that means I can do whatever I want because Christ died for my sins. That's denying Christ. That mindset is actually denying Christ. And then for a person, I don't want to give up what is valuable to me. The symbolism, brothers and sisters, of the young rich man. And a lot of us need to take that mindset and try and take it literally and look at things black and white. Well, because he's rich, I ain't got to worry about that because I ain't got nothing. Well, I'm not rich, so that don't apply to me. And again, a lot of people can take that mentality. That don't apply because I ain't rich. I'm poor. I'm broke. Okay. But there's something that you value that's valuable to you that you're not willing to give up. There's something that you find valuable that is only valuable to you or your family or your friends, and that you refuse to give that up the way Christ did. So we could be financially broke. We can be financially on the bottom, but for the things that we do find valuable. Remember this, brothers and sisters, if I can help bring up this understanding right now. It is recorded here where Christ told, he gave us this warning. Remember Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Remember Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21. And remember, I know I'm throwing a lot at y'all. I'm reminded as this scripture just came to my mind. Let's not forget that Matthew chapter 6 comes right after. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. Matthew chapter 6 starts out with the Lord's Prayer. Matthew chapter 6 starts out with the Lord's Prayer, which says what? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen. This is that same chapter. In that same conversation where Christ taught his disciples to pray, and he gave us the Lord's Prayer, in the same chapter, just a few verses down, we're in verse 21, it says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Meaning, what you find valuable is what your mind's going to be on, what you find valuable. What any person finds valuable, that's where their mind's going to be at. That's where their heart is going to be at, on what they find valuable. So that rich man had a lot of riches, but he had financial riches, but he also had a lot of things that he did not want to give up. He had a lot of things that were just valuable to him, not just finances. Well, we could take that same example now for ourselves. We might not have an abundance of finances. We might not be Oprah Winfrey rich. We might not be Michael Jordan rich, Tyler Perry rich, Steve Harvey rich, Dr. Dre rich, Ludacris rich. We might not be rich like P. Diddy rich, Mary J. Blige rich. We might not be rich like that. Will Smith rich, Jada Pinkett Smith rich. We might not be rich and have those type of finances. We might not have that. But there's things that we hold on, that we value, that now when the scripture comes out, a person will hold on to what they value above what the scripture says. And it's in that instance, a person makes himself an antichrist. They're against Christ. Because I'm not going to let go of what I find valuable, what I treasure, what I'm holding on to within my own mind. It's special. You know what word people use? The correct word that should be used right now is what is sentimental to me. This has significance or is sentimental to me, and I'm not going to let go of it. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm not going to let go of it. When we take those mentalities and don't apply that mentality to the words of Christ, the true lifestyle of Christ, we're denying Christ. A person is denying Christ because what they find valuable to them, what has sentimental value and emotion attached to it for them, they're not willing to part with. Just like that young rich man did not want to part with his riches. He did not want to part with his finances. He did not want to part, because what did those riches and those finances provide that young man? His lifestyle. and now he's going to give up his lifestyle that his money, his finances afforded him. That was too much for him. I'm not willing to give up my lifestyle, that my money, my finance, my mind, what I find valuable to me, my lifestyle is valuable to me. I'm not going to let that go and follow Christ. Follow, or in the Paleo Hebrew, Yahweh Shai. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. That's where we mess up, brothers and sisters. That's where the mistakes are made. That's where, as we see a lot of our family, members, a lot of people around us, they deny. I'm not going to give up what's viable to me. I'm not going to give up what I find to be a treasure. I'm not going to give up what it has sentimental value to me. I'm not going to do that. And then, again, unfortunately, that is where many people deny Christ. Many people make themselves anti-Christ. So with that, brothers and sisters, let's go to Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 through 9. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 through 9. All right, now we're going to look at Proverbs chapter 30, verses 5 through 9. And it says, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And we've gone over this, brothers and sisters, about trust. Oh, my God. We've done a series about trust. What the Most High means by trust. What the Most High means by putting trust in him. Do we trust in his word? Do we trust in the prophecies? For example, if we're now getting into the word and we're bringing the word out and we're showing that Christ don't love everybody, he only died for the Israelites, and our family and Christ ain't got nothing to do with Christmas. Matter of fact, the whole tradition and custom of Christmas is wicked. Christ had nothing to do with birthdays. That the birthdays is the number one holiday in the Satanic Bible, because it's all about you. That's why you want to party like it's your birthday, because it's all about you. That's satanic. But you start studying and you start bringing these facts out. You start bringing start bringing out the things of what the Bible is saying, and now you're having pushback. You're getting some pushback, almost violent pushback from your father, your mother, your sister, your wife, your children. You're getting that pushback. That's going to challenge this value system that you have. Well, the scripture here is telling us in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5, that every word of God is pure, that we can trust what the Bible is telling us. Even Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5. Where it's the custom of putting up a tree and decorating it with silver and gold is laid out pretty explicitly, that that's the custom of the heathen, and God is not with that, which is evident. That's clear. That's pure. God says, don't do it. It's vanity. That's something that's pure. We can trust that God says he's not with that. And we can shield. Remember in Ephesians chapter 6, it says, take the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. That when people are wicked and they want to keep celebrating Christmas because of the sentimental attachments and value they put with something such as Christmas, that the word of God is a shield for those that put their trust in him. No, I know celebrating Christmas is evil and wicked because the Bible tells me so. That's where you can see that now, for all the things that are being thrown at you from brothers, sisters, siblings, all things being thrown at you from the world, all things being thrown at you from parents, and grandparents and granduncles or what have you, about the celebration of Christmas, the sentiments and the sentimentality anchored to Christmas. The thing that's going to shield you from all their thoughts of making you want to now give in, it's just a little Christmas. It's just a little bit. Okay, well, you know, I'm not really there for Christmas, but I'm there for the people. I know Christmas is wrong. I know setting up a tree is wrong. But the fact that we just get a chance to gather together and enjoy each other's company, and it's people I haven't seen in a long time, it's my family. And there's still some strong emotional ties with my family. That if we hold on to what the scripture says, the word of God, that will shield us from those attacks, those emotional attacks. That will shield us from those things. When that emotion comes about, your great aunt's recipe for the Christmas ham, that she does something special to it, and that ham just tastes so, there's nothing like it, and it's your favorite meal, and this particular aunt only cooks it one time a year, and it's at Christmas time, and that for your whole growing up, there was that attachment, that anchor to that feeling and that taste of that ham and how special it was because it came from that aunt. Or that great aunt. What's going to shield you from that is the word of God. What's going to protect you is to hold on to you believe what the Bible says. You believe what the Bible says. God doesn't like it. God calls it an abomination. God said, learn not the way of the heathen. We should never learn this in the first place. For it to become an attachment. For it to become so sentimentally charged. So again, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5 through 9, it says, every word of God is pure. It really is. We can trust that the words of the Bible come from God. Every scripture in this book comes from God. So when he says not to celebrate things like Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays, when he says learn not to weigh the heathen, we can trust that the word of God is pure. We can trust that. That's not tainted. That's not dealing with people's emotions. It's the word of God. The Bible is the word of God. It's pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Why would you need a shield? You're getting attacked. Why do people wear shields? Why do people use shields? To defend themselves from attack. We have physical shields, and then we have the word of God as a shield. To shield our minds. When the darts of the wicked are being thrown at us, trying to penetrate us. Verse 6, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. And thou, it says, add thou not unto his words. And again, brother says, where do we find his words at? In the book, in the Bible. Why would a person add, why do we have to say add not unto his words? Because we like to bring a lot of emotion. And the people around us like to try and touch and tap into our emotions, the things we find sentimental, the things that we find a treasure. There's a treasure to them that they've imprinted or impressed upon us. Then now we make this our treasure. We make their thoughts, their desires, their lifestyle, the things that they find sentimental, we hold on to them same things. And now we want to add our little two cents. We don't just want to do what God's word says and trust that what it says is true. We got to add a perspective. Well, you know what? I know the Bible says not to eat swine, but you know what? Back then, swines were unclean, but now today, and yeah, they were scavengers. But today, you can make sure the swine has only eats hay, only eats grass. So for the time period that was back then, they were unclean. But today, come on, you love bacon. You was raised on bacon. You was raised on pork chops. You remember Aunt Sally Mae's ham at Christmas. You remember? You remember how good it is? Remember how you ate the whole damn thing on your 9th birthday? And we was laughing. Everybody was having such a good time. Remember all that? And how everybody was just man, those were the good old days. And you want to get rid of that? You don't want to partake in that? But you love that. Every year we make fun of you about that. That's good old just family memories and emotions and traditions. You really want to let go of that? What's wrong with you? See, you don't understand that those were back then, and that we're living in the year 2023 AD. That was 2000 BC. Now Christ died. Now it's AD. Now we can do it. Yeah, back then, yeah. Jeremiah chapter 10 says they set a tree up. But that's what the heathen did. That's before Christ was born. Now that Christ is born, I'm not doing it because the heathen did it for that. I'm doing it for Christ. And look at all the warm, fuzzy feelings we get when we do that. And we have everybody comes together. And you know how much you like that divinity? Our Lord knows that fruitcake. Or that sweet potato pie. That pecan pie. You don't remember all those great memories that we had, and you want to let that go? And just do it. You know what? You know mom's getting old. You know she's getting old. So just do it for her. Since Ray Ray and Pookie and Deshaun got locked up, you know, she's been depressed and going through a lot of things, man. Let's just come together and just do it for her. No, you don't do it for the heathen. It's your mom's. Do it for mom. It ain't going to be for the heathen. Do it for mom. My dudes. Big mama. Do it for them. Don't do it for the heathen. Don't do it for Molech. Don't do it for Baal. Don't do it for Baal Peor. Do it for mama. Do it for Big Mama. Do it for Sally Mae. So again, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Uh-oh. Two things have I found, verse 7. Two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. So this is the prayer for that Solomon is asking. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Get it away from me. Get vanity and lies away from me. Then he goes on to say, and the other thing, give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Verse 9, check out verse 9. Lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? I wanted to focus on that part right there in verse 9. Lest I be full and deny thee. The Don't give me riches. Give me enough, like the Lord's Prayer says, my daily bread, lest I be full and deny thee. That it's man's tendency that if we get too much, that material things and things that we hold on to, even the sentimental things, that I'm full, I'm good. And from that, what will we do? We'll deny Christ. We'll deny thee. Then now, as the scriptures is describing Christ's lifestyle and the things that he went through and things he was subject to and things he had to go through to be an example for us that we got to follow him in those same things, then now it's going to be the point where, nope, I'm good. I'm full. I'm not doing that. All my life, I've been alone. I've been a loner. But now I finally got somebody at least with me. Yeah, so they celebrate Christmas, birthdays, Easter, Thanksgiving. So what? At least I'm not alone. I've got my whole world. I've got what I want. That pit I had in my heart, in my soul, I finally had a chance to feel it. And now you're telling me I got to forsake father, mother, sister, wife, children, land for Christ's sake? I'm good. I'm not doing that. I have memorized Al Green's, I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of all my own. Someone help me, please, as soon as you can. I haven't memorized that song, but y'all understand what I'm trying to come across with. I'm not going to be alone. So if I got to have these friends, if I got to have this wife, I got to have this husband, because they just will not, so I'm not alone. And but it goes against the lifestyle of Christ. It goes against the example of Christ. I'm going to go against the example of Christ. That's not what Christ wants for me. That's not what I want for myself. I got what I want. This is why, brothers and sisters, y'all remember Christ said what? He asked a question. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? I'm not going to be alone. I'm not going to be by myself. I'm not going to deal with those feelings. I'm not dealing with that. They, Whitney Houston, they give good love. It might not be good love, but at least this fantasy I got in my mind, they fulfill this fantasy I have in my mind. And so to deal with Christ says, I'm going to deny that. I'm going to contradict that. That is not for me. But we have all these type of hints, brothers and sisters, all throughout the Bible. And if you just have the New Testament, you've got the Lord's Prayer. We have the Lord's Prayer. But we're not with that. That would mean I have to give up what I find valuable. I had to give up what's the treasure to me. And to be honest, Christ ain't worth it. If following Christ means I'm going to lose this, I'm going to lose that, I have to give that up, he's not worth it. My friends, if I follow Christ, then my friends, they're going to abandon me. I'm going to be alone. I don't want to deal with that. And I'm not going to deal with the words of God being pure. And that by rejecting these so-called friends, rejecting the so-called family, God is on my side. Because I'm trusting in his word. His word says this, I trust that this is the word of God. I'm not following a man. I ain't following a person. I'm following what the Bible says. The Bible says this. That's what I'm following. So that here, like it says in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and take the name of thy God, of my God, in vain. We've got to be careful. And everything in this world is conditioning our minds to cater to our feelings, to cater to the things that we treasure, to cater to the things that are valuable to me in my mind, that are sentimental to me in my mind, not to treasure the Word of God. But I'm going to hold on to my opinion. I'm going to be stubborn about my opinion. I'm going to be stiff-necked. I'm not going to budge. I'm not going to turn from my opinion or from my feeling. I'm not going to submit to the Word of God because that's going to go against my feelings. Which the Most High already told us that we're a stiff-necked and a stubborn people. We truly are. And being stuck to our own opinion, our own lifestyles, the influences of the people around us to keep a certain lifestyle, to keep a certain sentiments. Lest I be full and deny thee that I can get everything I want. And it might not be the finances. It might not be finances. It will be every other valuable thing that I find valuable, that my family finds valuable, that my mom, dad, people around me find valuable. That I'm holding on to that so much, I'm denying Christ. And yet, a person can still be financially broke and still have riches to where we're denying Christ. You got to be careful. So, and moving on with this class, we were in Matthew chapter 10, and we read all the way through 24. All right, we were in Matthew 10, and we started at verse 16, and now we're still in Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to continue with, we started at 16, and we read all the way through 24. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 10 now, and we're going to verses 26 to 31. Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 to 31. Let me catch it. We might have to start back at 24. Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. Nope. I'm going to start at verse 22. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. When we follow Christ, like he told the young rich man, sell all that you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. And that young man walked away because he had much riches. Those were finances. But today we can relate that story to how many people hold on to what we find valuable. We find a treasure connected to our emotions, connected to some type of sentimentality. Now, in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, this is what it's saying. In following Christ, and that we're letting go of the sentimental things. We're letting it go. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22, it says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. To give up those sentimental things that are sentimental to that are sentimental, it says, and ye shall be, for doing that, and being an Israelite, and ye shall be hated of all men. How can we get around? We shall be hated of all men. for my name's sake. But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved. For those brothers and sisters that are going to be, that are going to hold on to the word of the Most High and endure the hatred, those brothers and sisters are going to be saved. Christ just said it. Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. Verse 23. But when they persecute you in this city, flee ye to another. For verily I say unto you, ye should not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. We got a lot of teaching to do. When I look at this, brothers and sisters, there's a war that takes place. There's a struggle that takes place. Of holding on to the sentimental things that we find to be a treasure in our minds. This war that takes place is, okay, I don't want to lose my relationship with my mother. Just use that for an example. I don't want to lose a relationship with my mother. As I was talking about this whole thing and building the thing up about Christmas, right? I don't want to lose that relationship with my mom because since daddy's gone, she's by herself. So I don't want to lose that relationship with mama, with my dudes. So she's hating on me. The attitude is there, the anger is there, the bitterness is there, because I'm not there celebrating Christmas. From these verses we just read, that if it's telling us we shall be hated of all men for Christ's name's sake, and then verse 23, but when they persecute you in this city, flee you to another. For verily I say unto you, ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. How many times do we take the reason that they're showing this hatred, the reason that the Most High has got them turned up this way, is for us to go teach more. And brother says, this is really just, I mean, even harder in the face right now. Is the reason all this is happening and all this heat and all this smoke is coming from my loved ones, the ones that are sentimental and close to me, is the reason all this heat is coming is that the Most High wants me to take this energy and now go teach more? Or do we take this as I got to make things right with them? Oh, man, they're hating on me. Oh, man, they're mad. They're angry. They're bitter. I'm in the cult. I'm this. I'm that. The people I grew up with them. I love them. I'm this. I'm that. And now they're disappointed, they're mad, they're upset, they're angry that I'm choosing this lifestyle that's not the lifestyle that I was raised in. And there'll be this thing in us that wants to, I got to go make that right. But if we're looking at this, these two scriptures right here, Matthew chapter 10, verse 22 and 23, go teach more. Ye shall not have gone over, Matthew chapter 10, verse 23. You shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? And we went over Beelzebub on Thursday. If they call Christ, and if, I'm about to cuss right here, it's going to get explicit. If they call Christ a piece of shit, how much more are they going to call him? How much more are they going to call those who follow Christ? Obviously, they're going to call those, and I didn't say us. They're going to call those who are following Christ the same thing, just as worse. Verse 26. Fear them not. Matthew chapter 10, verse 26. And this is Christ speaking. Fear them not, therefore. Don't fear the hatred, the heat, the smoke, the attitudes. Fear them not, therefore. For there is nothing covered that should not be uncovered or should not be revealed. A lot of times we'll feel like somebody doesn't see. There's not going to be any justice. If I could just get them to see it, that I'm not crazy, I'm not in a cult, I'm not wicked. If I could just get them to see that I still do love them. Christ is telling us right here, don't fear that. For there is nothing covered that should not be revealed. The old school saying we used to use, I used to hear a lot was, we're going to pull the covers off of this bitch. Meaning you're trying to hide something, but the covers will be pulled back so everything can be seen. But when you turn the lights on, the cockroaches are going to scatter. In the dark, they got free roam of the whole room, of the whole house. You turn the lights on, they scatter. He's saying, Christ is telling us, don't fear the hatred that we get. Don't fear that. Don't fear the persecutions that come. It's all being recorded. They're not going to get away with it. It's all being recorded. For there is nothing, Matthew chapter 10, verse 26, for there is nothing covered that should not be revealed and hid that should not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak ye in light. What we learn in class, what we learn in the scriptures, speak in the light. And that ye, and what you hear in your ear, that preach ye on the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. When it gets so extreme, they literally are putting people to death. Christ said, don't fear them and don't fear that. Everybody has to face judgment day. Everybody. Verse 29, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them should not fall on the ground without your father. The Most High sees everything. A sparrow, a small little bird, that might fall out of the nest. That baby bird might fall out the nest. And a snake might eat him. But that baby bird don't fall out the nest without the Most High knowing about it. We're not supposed to get to the point where we feel that no one sees what we're going through. No one sees the persecution. No one sees the hatred and the smoke and the tension that's being caused from following the scriptures, following Christ. But Christ is telling us, don't worry about that. Don't fear that. Everything's being recorded. Everything is being recorded. Verse 30, Matthew chapter 10, verse 30. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Verse 31, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. That's pretty cutthroat and dry right there. That's pretty to the point right there. So with that, brothers and sisters, we have reached our two-hour mark. Thank everybody who did tune in and endured and patiently with me as we've gone through this study, as we're getting through this series. Please tune in tomorrow to ISBHBK Bible Talk as we have Tazapah Tuesdays. Coming when? Tuesday. Then I'll come back on Wednesday, and then Tazapah will come back on Thursday. And we have the Brother Bonabod Friday night for Friday night Bible breakdowns with Bonabod. Tonight also being Monday night, we invite you to please check out ISBHBK San Antonio with the Brother Warner Iyer, Shamshuan, Dawiyad, Yawab. They're holding down class tonight on ISBHBK San Antonio on the YouTube channel, ISBHBK San Antonio. Check them out, or starting at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, or please check out Houston Camp, ISBHBK Houston, again starting at 7 p.m. from 7 to 9 p.m. With your brother Quadazab and Michael Rob holding class down in Houston tonight on YouTube. With that, again, thank you everybody for tuning in. And for ISBHBK Bible Talk, this is Mashaba saying shalom.
Should my
Israel, Yahweh our power, Yahweh.